I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
You know, Sunit, we've all been spending a lot of time online these days, and I've been thinking quite a bit about hackers.
Oh. You're worried about getting hacked?
No, not me personally. My social media presence is very low-key. But so many people are spending a lot of their time on Instagram and Facebook and Zoom. Hackers must be having a field day, no?
You think it's that easy to break into someone's social media profile, Ajay?
Actually, yes. I've been talking to Prasidh, Mint's tech writer, about what hackers are up to for nearly 2 months now. Ever since a Canadian internet security watchdog outed an obscure Delhi-based company called Beltrox in June. Beltrox's entire business model was built on hacking email and social media accounts.
This is the company in West Delhi, no? Which was supposedly offering web development services. Reuters broke the story. They had targeted a vast array of people outside India, from corporate whistleblowers in Europe to Greenpeace activists in the US.
Yeah, they had spied on at least 10,000 email accounts by the time they got caught. The earliest identified victim goes all the way back to 2013. Security researchers have been on Beltrox's trail for years, using code words like Dark Basin Hackers and Mercenary Armada to describe the group which was behind eerily similar hacking attempts.
Registered companies treating hacking almost like a service or a product is a rather new phenomenon, right? Individual hackers have always been around. But what's new is an office full of hack-for-hire operators.
Exactly. And it gives them scale. A lot of this is low-level hacking, sending out mass emails, for instance. What's conventionally known as a phishing scam. Make the email look as if it is from a reliable source, and you ask the recipient to enter their email password. Then all one needs to do is record the input. But very few people fall for it, so lots and lots of emails need to be sent out.
How they find clients and get jobs is quite interesting, actually. Prasidh describes the playbook. Apparently, companies like Beltrox openly advertise their services via LinkedIn profiles. Then, fake client profiles endorse the quality of those services. Because of those endorsements, they keep popping up whenever anyone searches for terms like surveillance or background checks.
Yeah, it's the internet's version of broad daylight. Hacking services are peddled semi-openly. Security researchers who were trying to track these hackers found an interesting phrase in many of these LinkedIn profiles: lawful interception. It makes it seem legitimate, but a private citizen can't lawfully intercept any communication. There is no such thing.
Many of the guys working in these companies may not even know that they are doing something illegal, though. And they may not even have any real hacking skills. It's not that difficult to send emails to a list of email addresses after all.
And that's the thing which makes this hack-for-hire industry all the more murky. Very few people know what's actually going on, even if they're working in the companies themselves. But hackers-for-hire are increasingly targeting all kinds of people now, from politicians to activists, even ex-lovers in some instances.
It's funny how we keep on coming up with new kinds of online scams every few years. At one point, India was the hub for tech support scams. Scores of people who didn't understand the world of computers used to fall for these fake calls. Many in the white hat community think it's these former tech support companies that have now gravitated towards hack for hire.
Well, one thing's for sure, it's clearly widespread. One private detective agency Prasidh spoke with told him that they get at least 150 to 200 queries every month from people whose email or Facebook account had been compromised.
I guess it's only going to increase. because India has a lot of computing talent and not all of them manage to find legal jobs as hackers. You know, the kind who identify bugs in software and get paid for it.
Yeah, Prasad in fact told me about this one interesting case involving Sai Krishna Kotapalli, a security researcher and hacker, who found a vulnerability on BSNL's website in 2016. He emailed the company, Facebook messaged them, even tweeted at them, but no response. And then in 2018, the same flaw was pointed out by a French hacker who then got paid for it.
And this lack of respect on the legitimate side of the business often drives hackers to take the darker route. Money replaces respect.
Exactly. Whether that's a sound argument or not, that's the motivation. So I think I'm going to be extra careful with my email and social media accounts just in case.
Yeah, not clicking on random links is a good place to start, I guess. Anyway, let's sign off on that cautionary note. If you're listening to this podcast, hope you keep physical distancing in mind as you step out. Have a productive week. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal and the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.